Islamic to me is more than just a religion. It's really who you are. That is in Islamic. It's in your blood. This is just like you breathe the air. You're Muslim. This is who you are. You know. So to me, I was a Muslim who believed in Muhammad, and God was a God on the throne. He was not a father. He was not a friend. He was a judge. And he was going to weigh my goods and bads at the end. And I was going to have to meet him. And I knew, growing up as a Muslim, that no matter how good as a Muslim I was, I'm going to have to have a consequence of fire. I grew up in young childhood in a Muslim neighborhood, but in an older childhood, near teens, I was actually in a Christian neighborhood. And we used to go and visit the American missionaries, and they were called the Protestants missionaries. And we used to go play and hear stories and have fun. So I believe somebody laid their hands on me there. Another thing, I know, like I said, God called me by name. So he's already was planning for me the passage. And then having the war and all the struggles that we had back home. So it brought like a question, is this all about? Is this what life is all about? So I wasn't really satisfied. So I wanted to know who God really was. And my first idea was for me to get to know Christians, Judaism, and Islamic, and I'm going to pick what I like from it. You know, so that was just the beginning of where God was probably putting a question mark in me, you know, and I'm sure he was calling me, you know, but I wasn't there yet. I wasn't hearing him clear. God kept bringing Christian devout people to be my friends, and we would argue about Christ and about Muhammad and all these things. And then I decided, you know what, I don't think I'm finding God, and I'm not finding myself. And that's not heaven I thought I really wanted. So I decided to go ahead and end my life. So I tried to take some sleeping pills, and I decided I'll just sleep and wake up. And in the middle of it, when I started going through withdrawals, I realized, hey, I don't think I want that either. I want to live. So I believe that's when God had really brought me to the bottom, to the end of myself. And my best friend, who's my husband now, was my neighbor. And I went and confided in him and told him I did. And that was the change that it brought. Lots of cries, lots of questions after I went to the hospital. And a year later, I was listening to Billy Graham Crusades. And they said, would you like any spiritual, you know, support, call this number. So my best friend said, oh, how about you go and try that and call? So, well, yeah, why not? So I called and they said, well, would you like to accept the Jesus in your heart? I thought, well, Jesus in Islamic, he's a prophet. He's a good guy. He's not bad. So, yeah, I accept him in my heart. To me, it wasn't a physical thing, like in Christianity, when you accept him in your heart, the Holy Spirit moves in. See, as a Muslim, I thought he's a good guy. Yeah, I'll accept him in my heart. I'm sure I like him. So they prayed with me on the phone, and my best friend got so excited. Oh, you're a Christian now. I was like, what? I'm not a Christian. And it took me 2 weeks. I had to cry. I had to wonder, what am I doing? Because I did not know that was a decision I was making. Because how could you change something that's in your blood? You have to take all your blood, put your new blood in. I mean, you're Muslim. How could you change that Islamic? I mean, this is you. How could you change? So After talking and arguing with my friend, and I said, you know, God, if that is really you, they say you are a son of God. They say you're a Holy Spirit. They say you are a father on the throne. I don't see you as a father. I don't see you as a son of God. I don't even see you as a Holy Spirit. But if that is really you, they say, that is you. I believe you made the earth. I believe you made the whole world. I believe you can do the impossible. If that is really you, then would you please show yourself to me? So I heard this voice in my head, and wait and see. So I thought, you know what? This is only a decision. I can wait and see. If he does not prove himself to me, then I'll just go back to my old ways. So the Lord starts speaking to me in my dreams, but it's amazing. The Lord really does speak to you if you trust in him, if you open your heart and say, God, just speak to me, because he is a living being. He is there, he's everywhere. There is nothing can contain God. So God is right now here. So the Lord starts speaking to me in dreams and in visions. So that's where my new journey as a believer. And here I am, every day he amazes me, and he has transformed me in such a way that I am completely different. And now I know what it means to call God Father. It's very hard sometimes, but he really is a father. He speaks to me, he walks with me. He calls me his own, and that is awesome. That is awesome. What a freedom, you know, when you're able. A God of love is not a God of weakness. Actually, when he is a God of love and gives you that kind of unconditional love, is a freedom. You're not entrapped in hatred, and you're not, you're very free, you're powerful, you're strong. You overcoming when he says love your enemies. That is not something you do as a Muslim. Tooth for tooth and eye for eye, you know? You don't love your enemies. So for me to love my enemies is really a humbling thing. Reminds me who actually loves me the most is Jesus. I believe that when you're not with Christ, you're dead. So you cannot get yourself alive. But God Almighty, he made us in his image. And even satanic people who worship Satan himself, they tell you there is somewhere deep in our spirit a place only God can fill. And when that place is still empty, God somehow, he always gives us the power, even when we're dead, to call Abba Father. The minute we call, he answers. And then darkness goes away. If you truly ask these questions and you ask God, okay, God, are you real? Are you the one that they say you are a father? They call you? They call you Jesus, Son of God? How could Jesus be God too? Holy Spirit, if you really ask him, he will reveal himself to you, because he can do it. We put God far away, we put him on the throne, but he is here with us. And he's with the good, he's with the bad. And he hears us, and if we just say, show me, reveal yourself to me, he will. But you have to have a heart who really wants to see. And I really believe there are no secrets about coming to Christ. They're not, you have to be strong, or you have to do this, or you have to do that. Just open your eyes and heart and mind and say, okay, God, show me. I really believe he will. And he will show you that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the answer. There is these people who are coming from the Islamic background God meant for us to be there, to eat with the people, to have the love and the compassion. I love the Muslim nation. I love them so much that my heart aches for them. I dream ministering to them all the time. I mean, if anything I can tell the Muslim nation, I just say, I love you so much. And if it means I would lose my life to save one of you, I would do it. My life is already paid by Jesus. So if I were to lose my life to save one, only one, it would be worth it. Because then I'll take one more to heaven.